Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi, holding an Oral Daf Tzayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, beginning of Aloch Aleph. The Mishnah says that Trumo, the Trumas Meitzer Shel Demai, Kunil Girso, the Goyen, you also add over here, Veshel Vadai. So meaning you have Trumo, or you have Trumas Meitzer, which is the 10% that you have to take out of the Meitzer region. Hacholo ve'abikurim, chalo is the way you have to do a fresh chalo from the dough. And bikurim, which is the first fruit on the tree. All these have a din of truma. All these matanos, truma, which was meiser, chalo and bikurim has a din of truma. The din of all of them is oilim be'echad umeo. If they fall into 100 cholim, they are canceled. Umitztafim zeimze, meaning if you have 100 cholim, and one truma and one truma's meiser, the truma and truma's meiser joined together to not be canceled by the chulin. And once you have 100 chulin against a truma, you don't just say, okay, it's canceled, but you have to take out from the mixture one connected the truma that was there before. And then as Reb Chaya points out, that's because of Gezel HaShevet, because the kohen owns here something. So you have to give him that part that he owns. So from a monetary perspective, you have to give him that chelik. Ha'orlo v'kili ha'kerim. Now, orlo, that we talked about in this masechta, the fruits that grew in the first 3 years of the tree. V'kili ha'kerim, grain that was planted in a vineyard. Oilim be'echod u'matayim. There you need to cancel, in order to cancel, you have to have 200 against it. Not 100, 200. U'mitztavim zeimzeh, and the orlo and kilayim joined together to become one big piece in order not to be canceled by 200 if they are together. But if you do have 200 against them, you don't have to go and take out one connected to Orlo Kilayim because there's no Gezel HaShevet. Nobody owns it. So there's nobody that you have a monetary obligation to pay him back. He holds Orlo and Kilayim don't join together. And each one on his own is canceled with 200. They don't join together not to be canceled. Meaning they join together only b'noi setam. B'noi setam means that the orlo and kilayim are not the same type of food as what they fall into. And then you go based on taste. Are you able to taste them or not able to taste them? So there they join together to become one. But when it's not noi setam, it's mean b'minoi. You have something which falls into something else which are both the same kind. And then the shear is 200, then the oral and kilayim don't join together. And that's what it means, b'noi setam, they join. Le'asor, which was not b'noi setam, mean b'minoi, they don't join. And we'll see in the Gemara the reason for this. So the Gemara, a truma chuas ma'isav echulei, says the word that tezayim udalav in the bottom, le'min nitzricho, meaning the end of the Mishnah would not machloikis if oral and kilayim join together. We saw their atanakama holes, they joined. So of course, truma joins. So it says they want that Zayin Amud Beis, Leb Shimon. I forgot the Shimon Omar, ancient day, Shores Mitzarfim. Even though he holds the Orlo and Kilayim, don't join together. Moide Shekulun Shed Truma Mitzarfim. He does agree that here they do Mitzarf, because truma, truma smaise, chalo, and bikurim all have a shame of truma. Says the Gemara, Man tana truma smaise shalmai. You were saying over here, they need to be canceled by 100. Even Trumas Meiser for Demai. Even a Trumas Meiser, which comes on a Sofek by Amoritz. Who's the man Dormat's Machmir and Demai? And holds even by Demai, you need to have 100 to be Mevatalit. Rabbi Meir, Tamir Machmir Divreim ki Divrei Toiro. He holds your Machmir and Dini Derabonan like in Toiro. Veha Hashkon Deramir Machmir Divreim Vishal Toiro. Where do we find the Ramir is Machmir Divreim like Toiro? On Rav Chanino, Aide Tanin Tamon, what we learned over there in Meseches Nido. Haroye kesem, arezum mikulgelis. A woman who sees a kesem, sees a stain, so she, it ruins her counting, and she's considered to be tome from the time that she checked the last time. Vechosheshes mishum zoiv. If the kesem, if the stain, has enough blood in it to have three ears, three sites of blood, so it could be that she saw it in three consecutive days, then she's a zova, divir emir. So even though a kesem is derabanan, we still mach we a ziva deraiso. You give her a chumra of ziva and you make her tome lemafreya. The chumraimim ain't be ktomim shum zoiv. Chum say ktomim, stains, which is only derabanan, and with deraiso, it doesn't make a woman tome, doesn't have the chumra of ziva. Meaning we don't require to count 7 clean days by a kesem like we do by regular blood, which is a chur mederabanan. So that's the raya. The Ramir is mach mederabanan like the raisa. So the more aviyana bai, v'lamo lo taninin chalos d'mai. Why don't we mention the Mishnah also chalod d'mai? We mentioned trumas meiser d'mai, but not chalov d'mai. Chal the concept of sofik. Begin the taninin. Maybe you'll tell me because we learn using the gears of Chaim. Chalas vadai, lo nindi chalas d'mai. Maybe because I said regular chalas, I don't have to say chalas d'mai. So more of a taninin truma v'trumas meiser d'mai. We didn't mention trumas meiser d'mai in the Mishnah, so why don't we mention chalas d'mai in the Mishnah? And the Gemara does not answer this question. It says the Gemara of Chanina b'shem Shmuel, d'mai tzor chalo. When you take a dough from Amoritz, you have to be mafish chalo, even though it's only a suffix. The same way you have a chiv to do maiser, you have to do chalo as well. Omole abchir baluliva noitel hu domov min hashevet. Meaning, I don't have to actually give it to the kohen. I just have to be mafish it, and then you give it to the kohen, you sell it to the kohen. The kohen has to pay for it. Meaning, because it's only a suffix, from a monetary standpoint, I hold it doesn't belong to the kohen. So the kohen needs to pay for it. But you have to do a fresh shot to take it away from Tevel. Says the Gemara, Ramana b'shir abeisi, einu neitel dom min hashevet. You don't take money from the kohen. Why? Because if you will allow him to take money from the kohen, lemachu mevi vade, the next day he's going to bring a vade chala, v'yemer d'mayu k'deli tol min odomim. And he's going to say, no, this is not vad, this is only the mine, you'll take money. If you allow him to take money on chalo, so it's a slippery slope, but maybe someone will start taking money on every chalo, even a chalas vadai. So gzeira, that you're not allowed to sell chalo. Continues the more that Yudzayin Amud Aleph, and says, Ebrechen shal legamliel zugo. Nehigin atun mafkin chalo mid mayo. Do you, in your household, did you take a chalo from the mine? Omer lei, loy kenom ha-shmuel churda brachel. Didn't Shmuel, the brother of Berachia, said, "Bishar shegozu al admai"? When they did a gzira admai, roiv ha'am afishim moisu atoch batem. Most of the people did do a frasha in their house. The same way, there was no chashad regarding truma. Truma gedoyla, we knew that amiaritz do it, and the only chashash was for meiser. Also, chala was no chashash. We assumed they do a frasha in their house. Says the Gemara, "Omay beisi barabon, nai beis din shtei chalosoi b'tzofin tzfoinoi." So what is referring to? It's a quote from a Mishnah. It says like this. When someone takes from a nachtim, from a baker, he needs to do maiser. He needs to do it because of d'mai. And it says over there you have to do challah as well. Where do you do the challah? You have to put a place for it. You have to say the maiser is here and challah is right next to it. And it says over there, if he did not specify a location for the challah, so the challah automatically will be in Sofin Tzfoiner, in the north of the north. In the northern corner of this dough. What do you see from here? What are we talking about? We're talking about someone who takes a dough from a nachtorn, from a baker. And he's Amoritz. And he doesn't know if he did Maiser or not. He doesn't know if he's doing Chal or not. And you see the Rumachmi to do Chal, even from Dubai. So meaning you bring a raya from that Mishnah, that we do a fresh Dubai of Chal. Even in the Suffolk, I do Chal. Says Reb Chaim, want to bring a raya from our Mishnah? Says, because our Mishnah could be it's a shivas yachid. I want to bring a raya that's the takana of Beis Din. That's what it says over there. Itkinu. It was takana that Beis Din did. That if you take from an achtum, you have to do chala, and automatically it will be in the northern side of the dough. So you see, you have to do chala mitmai, even misofik. So that's a raya against what Gamliel Zuga said, that we don't do chala because they're mafish in their house, that we have a freshest chala in case of sofik, in case of dmai. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Tzayin.